Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, over the years, it's been a profound and holy privilege to speak with people about the deeper questions of life. Sometimes that's in a pastoral conversation, sometimes it's within the sacrament of reconciliation, to speak about the deeper questions of life. And I've always tried to help people, because I've understood it's important for myself, I've always tried to help people to explore not only what we do, but why we do so. It's a very useful instrument, I think, for understanding ourselves, but also for gradually changing our deeper and instinctive method of operation, to ask not just what we do, but why we do it. Whenever, for example, one lifts up the sin of anger, whether at a member of the family, you know, someone saying, I get so angry at the kids, I get so angry at my husband, I get so angry at my wife, whenever someone mentions that issue of anger, or whenever it comes as someone said, I get so angry when I'm driving and there's someone who's not paying attention and someone who's lagging along and not moving. I get so angry. I like to say, well, why do you get angry? And where does it come from? Because I recognize that sometimes I'm just irritable and angry because I'm tired, because I've got so much to do and hardly any time to do it. I'm always tired, and so I kind of lash out at anybody who gets in the way. I've got things to do, and they're in the way. Maybe it's because I'm tired. Or maybe because I really feel sorry for myself. I mean, again, everybody asks me to do everything, and I'm the only one who works around here, and why doesn't someone else help? I'm feeling sorry for myself. That's the issue. Or maybe as a matter of fact, I'm angry for the right reason. That something is wrong and needs to be addressed and needs to be changed, and no one seems to see this reality, and so I get angry about that. Little kids are often right on target when they say, it's not right, it's not fair. And you know, any adult has to say, well, you're right, it's not fair. So my point is that there are many reasons for being angry. And over the years, I have often said, by way of penance, well, why don't you go out of your way to do something good for someone? Because there are many reasons for being angry. Just to pick up one issue in our lives. But as a matter of fact, the gospel is acknowledging and calling us to recognize that it isn't just the reason why we may be angry, to pick out one issue in the gospel, not only why we're angry, but to recognize that anger has a system of growth, that it doesn't stay and remain the way it is at the same level. And that's why, you know, when you deal with squabbling little kids, you know, first of all, it's a harsh word, calling names to each other. And that doesn't seem to have the effect. So after the name calling is over, then they start to push, then push back, and then it goes to hitting, because it doesn't stay the way it is. It has a kind of dynamic in itself. But the very same principle, as a matter of fact, is found in good deeds, because good deeds also grow and multiply, and they come from within, from something deep within. And it's important for us to know not only what we do, but why we do it. I mean, I recall being on the Illinois Expressway, and when they had people in the booths, and coming up to the booth to pay my toll, and being told, well, the person in front of you paid for you. Well, isn't, you know, that's quite remarkable. had no idea who I was, but paid for me, and it inspired me, as a matter of fact, to do that every once in a while. Just say, this is for me and this is for the next person. With the realization that good deeds also multiply and they extend. It isn't just one action, it's all kinds of actions then that influence and make the whole world in some mysterious way better. Just as anger can make the world worse, not better. So I think it's helpful for all of us to ask, if I ask, why do I do the things in anger, then to also ask, why do I do the good things? To get beyond the external action and get inside in some way, to understand ourselves better. Because maybe once in a while we do something good because we really want somebody to notice. And we'd like a little praise once in a while. We'd like to be recognized for doing something good. On the other hand, sometimes we do something good because we don't want people to look at myself. We want people to change their own behavior. So we do something good to be seen, not because it's me, but because it's an important thing to do. I've said this before from the pulpit. Once in a while, going to a parish, and I recall very clearly going to a parish in Racine, where on a Saturday afternoon, everybody was chatting and talking, and I went in and I nodded to everyone. Then I deliberately went up to the front and I knelt down and prayed. Not because I wanted them to see me, but I wanted them to think about what they were doing, that they were preparing for the Eucharist, and it's important to have good relationships and to build a community, but it's also important to recognize we're there not just for social exchange, but also to pray to God. So sometimes we do good to be imitated, and that parents, teachers, that's not a bad thing. On occasion, we have folks who give challenge gifts to say, I'm giving $10,000 to this cause, but the presumption is I want another group of people to also give $10,000. So it isn't just for me, and it isn't just about me. It's about the cause. Same thing. We do things sometimes to influence others. It's not about us. Or we may do good things because, as a matter of fact, it really feels good to do something good and just and noble and kind and thoughtful. It feels good to know we're doing the right thing, that it makes the world a better place. I've often given the penance in the context of the sacrament of reconciliation, given the penance, well, you know, whatever the issue may be, why don't you go out and do something kind for somebody else? Not just say three Hail Marys or an Our Father. Do something kind for someone else. And it doesn't matter if they know you're doing it or not. They don't even have to recognize. You just do it because I don't have to do this, but I want to do it anyway. So all of a sudden, somebody in the family just starts to do the dishes after supper. Don't have to do it, but I do it anyway. And then we do it for the goodness of it, not to impress anybody, not to get some example, but just because it's a good thing to do. And I would say, by way of penance, why don't you go out of your way to do something kind for someone else that you don't have to do? And maybe if they don't even know you're doing it, that's all the better. And if we do those good things for other people often enough, it becomes a habit. And if we do things often enough, we're changed in the process. And we realize that doing good without thanks, without acknowledgement, without recognition, makes us a little bit more like God. A little bit more like God. That's why we do good things that matter. Just as much as it matters why we do bad things. I've often told the story, tell it again because it fits, of being on a plane going to Washington to a meeting, wearing my collar, sitting next to someone who began to talk and talked about an issue that he was struggling with. He said, you know, I'm a vice president of a major university, and he said, Now, I have a colleague that I have to reprimand. And he said, you can see I'm African-American, and my colleague is African-American, too, and it makes it more complicated. So we talked about that. And you know, I remember kind of concluding the whole thing as we're getting ready to come into the airport in Washington to say, well, I guess in the last analysis, we just have to keep trying to do the right thing for the right reason. And as I said before from this pulpit, about 2 weeks later, suddenly a package came in the mail. It was a small, very handsome little wooden box for a desk with some notepaper in it and a brass label on top of the box that said, to do the right thing for the right reason. It's still on my desk at Cousin Center. To do the right thing for the right reason. To do good and to know why. That's the invitation of the gospel, to do good and to know why. The good news of the Lord.